It's time for Rhema for Today.
Because the Bible said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Paul wasn't any more a new creature and in Christ than you are a new creature and in Christ. He said, I can do it because I'm in him. Hallelujah! Christ didn't belong to Paul anymore, but he belongs to you. I can do all things. See, the language of faith says I can do all things in him who strengthens me. Well, who is it that strengthens me anyhow? Just who is it that strengthens me? Thank God it's my very own Father, God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Faith Classics. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
You know, a lot of folks think if you can just solicit enough folks in prayer and get them all to pray, it'll work anyhow. You've just got another thought coming, folks. That's not Bible. That's not scriptural. You're just talking yourself out of God's blessings and God's best. Are you hearing me? I said to her, no, I didn't tell them you were sick because I believe you're well. I didn't ask them to pray because you and me prayed before I ever went to church and thanked God for the answer. We claim we've got the answer. Then I just went right on to acting like I've got it. Hallelujah. Regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the influences about us, let us turn every problem into His care. Learn to put God to work for you. Praise the Lord. He wants to go to work for you. He wants to work in your behalf. But as long as you're going to hold on to these problems and try to solve them yourself, He can, though He wants to. Hallelujah. But isn't it wonderful to be able to turn it over to Him? Now, your worst enemy is the flesh. Yes, sir, that's true. And the natural mind that's been educated through the flesh, through the physical senses. Because you see, the flesh, the natural human reasoning, would limit you to your own ability. And so you see, you would look at the circumstances, and you would look at the influences, and you would look at the problems and the tests and the storm and the flood and the rain and the wind, and you'd say, I can't, I can't. You see, the language of doubt and the language of the flesh and the language of the devil and the language of the senses is, I can't, I can't. I haven't the ability, I haven't the strength, I don't have the opportunity, I have no education. I've been limited. But the language of faith says I can do all things.
Amen.
In Him.
Praise God.
Which strengtheneth me.
Yes.
You know, that's what the Bible said.
Praise
Paul wrote that to one of the churches. Praise God. Yeah, but somebody said, yeah, but Brother Hagin, Paul was an apostle. Well, just because he's an apostle, he didn't have any more strength than you got. I didn't give him any extra spiritual strength. I just gave him an extra burden. And responsibility and ministry. You know, a strange thing sometimes people say, well, yeah, but you're a preacher. Well, I don't mean he strengthens us in our daily living any more than he does you. We don't have any more just because we are pastor, evangelist, or prophet, or apostle, or a teacher. We don't have any more to draw from than you do to put us over in life. We just have a ministry, and we have an anointing to fulfill that ministry, but that's all. We have to face the issues of life, the storms of life, and use the same weapons that each lay member does. Are you hearing me? Paul said, I can do all things in Him who strengthened me. Yeah, but Paul's an apostle. Well, I want you to notice something, though. He didn't say, I can do all things because I'm an apostle. He said, I can do all things because I'm in Him, and you're in Him just as much as Paul was.
Amen.
Paul wasn't in Him any more than you were in Him. Because the Bible said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Paul wasn't any more a new creature and in Christ than you are a new creature and in Christ. He said, I can do it because I'm in Him. Hallelujah! Christ didn't belong to Paul anymore, but He belongs to you. I can do all things. See, the language of faith says I can do all things in Him who strengthens me. Well, who is it that strengthens me anyhow? Just who is it that strengthens me? Thank God it's my very own Father, God. I can do all things through Him. I cannot be conquered. I cannot be defeated. Oh, no, I'm not speaking from the natural standpoint. I'm speaking from the spiritual standpoint. And any natural force that come against me can't whip me. Not because I'm who I am naturally, because there isn't enough force in all of this world to conquer Him who dwells in me.
Amen.
You see, that's the reason why. There isn't enough force in all of the world to conquer Him who dwells in me. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world.
Amen.
I'm fortified from within. Are you hearing me? I have strength, praise God, from within. Greater is He that's in me. I've learned how to put the greater one to work for me. I've learned how to put the greater one to work in me. Oh, praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Praise God forevermore. Not only am I born of God, a partaker of God's nature and God's life and God's love, but I have dwelling in me, God dwelling in me. I have the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwelling in me. I have God's wisdom. I have God's strength. I have God's ability in me. In me. Now I'm learning how to let that wisdom and ability and strength govern mine intellect. Letting Him think through my mind. Let Him speak through my lips. I'm daring to think God's thoughts after Him. This word contains God's thoughts. It's God's word. I'm daring to say in the presence of all of my old enemies. You know, the 23rd Psalm belongs to us. And He prepareth a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Oh yes, these enemies are real. But bless God, right in the presence of those old enemies, I'm daring to say in the presence of my old enemies, that old enemy of failure, weakness, want, lack of opportunity, and a thousand other enemies, God is my ability. God is my ability. God is my ability. God is my ability. Thank God He is my ability. He is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I fear? Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Praise God. God has made me greater than mine enemies. Praise the Lord. God has made me put my foot, my heel, on the neck of weakness and fear and inability. And I stand and declare that whosoever believeth in Him shall not be put to shame. And I cannot be put to shame. Now that should be your confession and my confession. Praise God. My weakness is routed. The strength of God is mine. I'm not trusting in my own strength. Somebody said, I'm trying to be strong. Oh, God knows I am. Well, stop it right now. Stop it right now. Bible never said a word in the world about you being strong. Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus and said, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. That's not trusting in yourself and something you have. And you trying something. Praise God. No, you say, God's my strength. You're being strong in Him then. He's the strength of my ability. Oh, so many people have got the wrong slant about this thing. You see, they're struggling and struggling and struggling and struggling. Trying to do something themselves. If I can just, and finally somebody's finally come up. I don't know whether you've heard it over in Oklahoma or not, but I heard him saying it in California and some other places and down in Texas, and finally somebody's come up with the old unbelieving song, you know, if I can just make it in. See, I don't know whether I can or not, but if I can. And so folks will get up, bless their hearts, and testify. If they're over here in Oklahoma and Texas, well, they'll say, y'all pray for me. If they're out in California, they'll say, you guys pray for me. I hold out faithful to the end. And up in Pennsylvania among the black Dutch, they say, you wins, pray for me, but I'll hold out faithful to the end. God don't want you to hold out. See, you're trying to do it yourself. Let him do it. Just swing free. Praise God. Hallelujah. Wrap yourself in the promises of God. Praise the Lord. I use this illustration very often. It happened in 1937. You probably remember that in Akron, Ohio. They was trying to moor one of those dirigibles that the government made during the Depression, about three of them, you know. I saw on the front page of the Dallas Morning News, they had that thing that's trying to moor it to a steel mast. And they had about 200 servicemen on these ropes holding the thing down until they got it tied to this steel tower. But something happened, the thing suddenly shot up in the air. Some of those fellows had presence of mind enough to turn loose from those ropes. Some of them didn't. Well, they tried to hang on then because it's so far away from the earth, and so some of them turned loose and fell to the earth, broke their arms and their legs. And there were several of them, 37, I believe, altogether, that were killed. And a great number of them were injured. About 60-some odd of them were injured. But there was one that just kept hanging on. In fact, that thing went way up in the air, almost out of sight. And they could see that fellow look like a little toy soldier up there swinging on a rope. Well, women screamed, kids cried, and people hid their face because they knew he's going to turn loose any minute. And when he does, why, he'll plummet to the earth and every bone in his body will be broken.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We have a special resource package available that we know will be a blessing to you. This package includes Kenneth Hagin's mini book, How to Be a Success in Life, along with Lynette Hagin's Keys to Fulfilling God's Plan USB, featuring 10 powerful MP3 messages. You'll also receive Denise Hagin Burns' Goals for Growth USB. These three great resources are available together for the special package price of just $39. Be sure to take advantage of this special offer and get resources that will encourage you, strengthen your faith, and help you continue growing in God's plan for your life. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Let's join Lynette Hagin and Denise Hagin Bird.
You know, while we're here, I just want to just mention our Kindle the Flame that comes up in September.
24th through the 26th. Yeah, it'll be here before we know it.
I know. Tell them what our theme is.
Yes. So this year our theme is grace and grit.
Yes.
And, you know, we want to go through life gracefully, but, you know, when those problems come, you have to have grit and determination. And I believe that as women of God that we can have both grace and grit to be successful in life. So save the date, September 24th through the 26th. You don't want to miss it. And register, you can go to rhema.org/KTF.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.